This is the Radio Realtors.
I sold the house.
This is a home.
This is a place to live.
This is a place to live.
Northern California's longest running show on real estate.
Real estate is not just buying and selling houses.
Who are you? Some kind of real estate agent? Real estate agent?
I love real estate.
Ever since I laid eyes on that house, I wanted it.
The Radio Realtors.
I love every second.
Now, here's your host, Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall.
Let's go and sell some homes.
Welcome to the Radio Realtors, Northern California's number one real estate radio show, broadcasting from the Radio Realtors Easy Solutions Home Sales Studio. My name is Robert Lewis, your real estate professor.
And I'm Frank Crandall, your consigliere of real estate. And thanks for tuning in to the Radio Realtors today. And Rob, before we start, I just want to give a little shout out to someone who's recovering from a little surgery, one of our number one fans, Debbie Kirshy. And we know she's at home just resting, and we're sending our love and prayers out to her.
That's right. So we hope you're feeling better. And this show is for you, Debbie Kirshy. So we just wanted to let you know that. And you can hear the Radio Realtors on your radio every weekend on AM 1380 The Answer, Money 105.5 FM, on the station apps, or even streaming online.
And if you miss any of the Radio Realtors, you can always listen to our podcast by searching for the Radio Realtors with Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall.
And that's right, Frank. And you can find the Radio Realtors podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and virtually anywhere you can find podcasts.
And you may be wondering, if I call these guys, will they work with me personally, or will they just pass me on to someone else?
Well, you'll find out that we will work with you directly, just like Spencer and Kimberly in Roseville, Philip in Sacramento, Chu in Rio Linda, and David and Christina in Arden Arcade, just to name a few. So give us a call or a text at 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337.
So text or call us right now for a free, no obligation consultation at 916-269-3337.
Because the Radio Realtors don't just discuss real estate on the radio. We are super active realtors that work with our listeners and our clients just like you every single day.
So if you're looking to buy a home or sell your current home, or maybe even both, you need realtors with easy home solutions to help you succeed.
So once again, give us a call or a text at 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337, or go to theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com.
And you are without a doubt in the right place if you're a potential home buyer, because we can help you get into your next home in as little as 10 days with the Radio Realtors RWA Certified Home Buyer Program.
And if you've been thinking about selling your home, we have the COVID safe option here at the Radio Realtors.
That's right, Rob. At the Radio Realtors, we're all about options. That's my favorite word, is options.
It is a great word.
Yeah, to help you sell your home quickly and for top dollar. Even if you're worried about COVID, we can even do that with no showings.
Yeah, nothing beats the Radio Realtors Easy Solutions Home Sale Program. Whether you need an all cash offer, or maybe you just need help sprucing up your home to sell it, or even a COVID-19 no-showing strategy, we can help you in all ways. And all of our listings include professional HD photography of your home, a video tour of your home, a 3D virtual tour, and home staging if you need it.
Yeah, this is a great way to sell your home safely, effectively, and quickly, and for the most money possible. So call or text us right now at 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337. 269-3337.
Or online at theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com. And we're going to cover some really great topics for you today, including, what's number one, Frank?
8 myths about buying a home you want to forget about.
All right. And number two, the real truth about bankruptcy, with our special guest attorney, Gabe Lieberman, and our neighborhood transformation specialist, Garrett Reese.
And we're also going to share a few audio open houses with Tracy Figg that you'll want to see this weekend or this coming week.
And you can connect with us anytime by calling us or texting us on the Radio Realtors hotline at 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337.
So call or text us right now, 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337. Or online at theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com.
So Frank, buying a new home can be an extreme extremely exciting time, but it can also be a little bit stressful or even completely overwhelming, especially if you're doing it for the first time. And along the way, you're bound to come across plenty of well-meaning but not so accurate advice, including some common myths about buying a house that have seemed to sustain themselves over time, despite plenty of evidence to the contrary.
And Rob, there's even some new myths that have come out since COVID-19. However, being able to spot and debunk these myths is important both for your sanity during your home buying journey and for your overall experience.
And to help you do just that, we've gathered 8 of the most common myths about buying a house that you should be aware of, including a few that might really surprise you.
Now, listen up, because we definitely don't want any of our listeners to let any of these myths about buying a house hold you back in your home buying search.
All right, Frank. So myth number 1 about buying a home you want to forget about is don't buy in a seller's market. Now, here's the deal. In real estate, there are buyer's markets and there are seller's markets. And while one might technically be slightly more advantageous for you, a seller's market is definitely not a reason to sit the season out.
Yeah, it's helpful to truly understand the difference. A seller's market, like the market we're in right now, occurs when there are more buyers than homes for sale.
Yeah, Frank, the scenario creates more demand for available properties and can lead to things like bidding wars and offers that are above asking price.
And neither of these things are ideal, of course, but they're not a given. And they aren't the only determining factors when you're trying to figure out if now is a good time to buy.
Right. And you always want to keep the market in context. And that means considering all of your potential advantages and not just who has the competitive edge.
And if mortgage rates are low, like the record low rates we have right now, and there are homes that you're interested in, it doesn't make sense to let a seller's market hold you back.
That's right, Frank. So myth number 2 about buying a home you want to forget about is you need to have a 20% down payment.
Yeah, this is definitely one of the more widespread myths about buying a house.
Yeah, and Frank, while it's certainly always a good idea to not spend more than you can afford on a home, that doesn't mean that you have to have 20% of a home's price in the bank before it's a smart buy.
True, because unlike some of the other myths on our list today, this one does have its basis in fact, since it used to be the case that you usually need 20% in order to secure a mortgage.
Yeah, and today, however, you have a lot more options, including first-time homebuyer programs, FHA loans with down payment assistance, and these things allow you to buy a home with as little as 1% down.
But if you want to aim to put down as much as you can, especially since a lower down payment will likely come in with higher interest rates and PMI, private mortgage insurance.
Right, Frank. But when it's all said and done, don't stretch yourself thin trying to reach that elusive 20%. Now, before we go to break, we are going to go to our audio open house number 1 with the amazing Tracy Figg. Tracy?
Thanks, Rob and Frank. We're calling this one Amazing in Anatolia. This move-in ready, 4-bedroom, 3.5-bathroom, nearly 3,500 square foot home has awesome curb appeal and a fantastic courtyard. Inside the home, the formal living and large dining area is perfect for family holidays and sensational celebrations. The spacious family room has a colonial fireplace and a spectacular staircase with a beautiful curve. The gourmet kitchen is equipped with granite countertops in Milano brown, stainless steel appliances, a gas cooktop stove, dual ovens, and Lexington recessed cabinets. The balcony on the second floor is a perfect place for your morning coffee, and the bonus room is perfect as an office or a separate family room upstairs. The master bedroom is expansive, and the bathroom is an absolute sanctuary with a 5-foot sunken tub, dual sinks, and a fantastic tile countertop. This fabulous floor plan has a mini master bedroom downstairs for your guests or extended family. Priced at only $645,000, this home is a must-see in person. To see Amazing in Anatolia, text the word AMAZING to 916-269-3337. That's AMAZING to 916-269-3337. And Rob and Frank will be back after this.
So Dave, one of my big pet peeves is bad customer service. And that's one of the reasons why we like to work with you, because you provide excellent customer service. We call you the king of home loans because you treat your clients like royalty.
I do, Rob. I do treat them like royalty. I also treat them like family. You know, you don't buy a home every day. You don't refinance every day. I do. And I'll tell you, I'm going to hold your hand. I'm going to work with you personally when you call me. I'm going to give you, of course, the best rates and the best fees. And we can close your loan in as little as 10 days.
Wow.
Yeah, nobody works harder than I do for my clients, Rob. And tell you what, you can give me a call at 916-548-8225.
And you can close on your loan for a purchase on a home in as little as 10 days. That is crazy fast, folks.
Absolutely.
So give Dave a call, 916-548-8225. Or what is your website?
DaveHoodLoans.com. It's easy. It's DaveHoodLoans.com.
NMLS number 1660690, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Jerry the Chimney Guy with Chim Chimney Professional Fireplace and Home Services. You may have noticed the weather is getting colder, and you know what that means? It means it's the perfect time to get your wood-burning or gas fireplace serviced. Remember, fireplaces are one of the leading causes of house fires in North America, and no one keeps your family safe like Chim Chimney. Chim Chimney offers quality chimney cleaning, inspection, and repairs on all types of wood-burning and gas fireplaces and wood stoves. Chim Chimney also offers dryer vent cleaning, rain gutter cleaning, pressure washing, and junk removal. Chim Chimney is your local, family-owned company servicing Northern California for over 40 years. And Chim Chimney is COVID-safe, on time, and home of the no-mess guarantee. We're open 7 days a week, too. Call us at 916-247-6579. That's 916-247-6579. Online at thechimchimney.com. That's thechimchimney.com. Chim Chimney, the official chimney sweep of the Radio Realtors.
Buying and selling a home can be stressful, but Golden State Home Inspections can reduce your stress by providing expert home inspections. If you're buying a home, Golden State will inspect it and give you a comprehensive report that shows current and future problems. If you're selling a home, Golden State can reveal anything that might get in the way of an easy transaction. And in light of COVID-19, Golden State Home Inspections is now offering virus disinfecting services for their clients by using a combination of HEPA filtration with built-in germicidal and virus UV lighting, Golden State cleans your home's air and its surfaces with sanitation wipes, handheld UV lights, and disinfecting fog. So whether you're buying or selling a home, or you just want your current home to be healthy and sanitized, think of Golden State Inspections, the number one home inspection service in the Sacramento and San Francisco Bay Area. Find them online at GoldenStateHomeInspections.com. GoldenStateHomeInspections.com.
Hi, Frank Randall here from the Radio Realtors. Because of COVID-19, our feelings about what makes a happy and comfortable home have changed. And maybe you found your apartment or the home you rent is just too small. You need more space. You need a backyard. You need your own place. The Radio Realtors will work for you for free and get you into your very own home with little to no money out of your pocket. All you have to do is call us at 916-269-3337 or online at theradiorealtors.com.
This is the Radio Realtors.
I sold a house.
This is a home. This is a place to live. This is a place to live.
Northern California's longest running show on real estate.
Real estate is not just buying and selling houses.
What are you, some kind of real estate agent? Real estate agent?
I love real estate.
I love real estate.
Ever since I laid eyes on that house, I wanted it.
The Radio Realtors.
I love every second.
Now, here's your host, Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall.
Let's go and sell some homes.
Welcome back to the Radio Realtors, Northern California's number one real estate radio show, broadcasting from the Radio Realtors Easy Solutions Home Sale Studio. My name is Robert Lewis, your real estate professor.
And I'm Frank Crandall, your consigliere of real estate.
And we're talking to you today about 8 myths about buying a home that you want to forget about, or how do you say it in Italian?
Forget about it.
That's right. So we already went through the first couple of myths, and the first one, and we're going to quickly recap, but it's don't buy in a seller's market. A lot of people think that you shouldn't buy a home in a seller's market, but you know what? If you are with the right people, with the right realtors, you got the right loan, there's a very good chance that you're going to get a great home and you're going to be super happy that you bought in a seller's market. Myth number two about buying a home you want to forget about is you need to have a 20% down payment, and you don't need a 20% down payment these days. We are getting people in with 100% financing or as little as 1 to 3.5% 5%, and these are great interest rates and great loans. So don't worry about having to have that elusive 20%. What's myth number three, Frank?
You need amazing credit to get a home loan.
Yeah, lenders look at more than just your credit score when determining if you're eligible for a loan and for what amount. And this includes your income history, your work history, and your debt-to-income ratio.
So if you have a stable and reliable income, for example, but a less than stellar credit history, you can probably still get a loan from one of our preferred mortgage lenders.
That's right, Frank. And as a good rule of thumb, though, you will want to try to increase your credit score before buying a home to 620 or higher, since a lower score is going to affect your potential loan amount and your interest rates.
But we should remind our listeners, Rob, that you shouldn't let poor credit hold you back from trying to achieve your home buying dreams. We have great credit repair resources.
And also, Frank, our preferred mortgage lenders, they have lots of options.
Okay, myth number four about buying a home you want to forget about is the loan amount you qualify for is how much you should spend.
Yeah, you know a lot You know, a lot of first-time homebuyers, they fall for this myth and they end up spending more than they should on a property. So it's important to remember that you set your budget and not your mortgage lender or not even us, your realtors.
Yeah, Rob, it's easy to fall in love with homes that might stretch your budget, but overextending yourself is never a good idea.
I totally agree, Frank. Buying more home than you can afford can put you at a higher risk of foreclosure. And if you fall on financially tough times, that could really hurt you. You're also going to have less room in your monthly budget for other bills and expenses.
So what should you do instead? Focus on what monthly payment you can afford rather than fixating on the maximum loan amount you qualify for.
And just because you can qualify for $300,000, $400,000, $500,000 or more doesn't mean you're going to be comfortable with those monthly payments.
And every potential homebuyer situation is different. So when you talk to one of the preferred mortgage lenders, they will factor in your whole financial profile when determining how much house you can afford.
And when you do meet with one of our preferred mortgage lenders, it's important to be completely honest with them about your finances, because at the end of the day, you'll be the one repaying your loan and you don't want to struggle with a bill that you can't afford.
Myth number five about buying a home you want to forget about is it's cheaper to rent than own.
Yeah, there may be some truth to this in the short term, Frank, but if you plan on renting for a couple years or more, it's in your best interest to look into a home purchase. That's because mortgage payments are stable when you choose a fixed rate mortgage, but your rent can rise every year.
And according to data from Rent Cafe, the national average rent for a two-bedroom place reached $1,842 in 2020. It's an increase of 3.1% year over year.
Yeah, so before you write off becoming a homeowner, call the Radio Realtors. Let us have one of our preferred mortgage lenders talk you through the options.
And Rob, I think we should give our listeners an example of what they're missing out on by not buying a home.
This is a great idea, Frank, and hopefully we can get this across to you over the radio. But let's consider the greater Sacramento area using data from a rent versus buy calculator. So if you were to buy a home at, say, a purchase price of $400,000, putting just 3.5% down, which is $14,000, after 6 years, your home will have nearly $120,000 in equity available when you sell that home.
However, if you rent and invest your 3.5% down payment, that same $14,000 at a 6% return rate, it will earn around $6,000 in 6 years.
And Frank, that means you gave up over $114,000 that could have been part of your personal wealth.
Wow, that's enough for me to be a believer. Home buying is the way to go.
Right, Frank. And here's a home buying fact. Renting doesn't offer a lot of cost savings, so why not invest in something that can increase your wealth?
There are many first-time home buyer assistance programs available to get you started, so reach out to us right now at 916-269-3337. You can call or you can text us at 916-269-3337.
All right, myth number six about buying a home that you want to forget about is the amount a home is listed for is how much you'll pay. So a home's listed listing price sets the stage for how much you're going to ultimately end up paying on your new house, but it's not the end-all be-all. You're going to need to account for a variety of other cost factors as well, and these can add up fast.
Man, they sure can. Additional costs include home appraisal and inspection fees, mortgage loan fees, and closing costs.
And you might also need to make some repairs or upgrades to the property before it's move-in ready, and you'll definitely need to pay for moving costs.
Yep, you're going to want to factor in things like new furniture, paint, appliances, and more. All of these things need to be tacked on to what you foresee as your total home buying cost and accounted for in your budget.
Right. Myth number 7 about buying a home you want to forget about is your monthly mortgage payment is your only monthly home-related expense. And yeah, another big budgetary factor to keep in mind when buying a home is that your mortgage payment is only one of the monthly costs that you're going to need to consider in relation to your house.
Right, Rob. Utilities, property taxes, and possibly HOA fees need to be added into the equation as well. And they will play a big role in helping you decide where you should be looking and what you can't afford.
So true, Frank. And these sorts of fees highlight the importance of working with us, the Radio Realtors, since we'll be able to help you factor them in to your spending budget.
Myth number 8 about buying a home you want to forget about is it's unwise to buy a home without visiting it in person.
Yeah, and it may seem strange to think about buying a home without ever stepping inside of it, but technology has made it possible to get a true sense of a space.
And with health and safety top of mind for home shoppers, the real estate industry has innovated new ways to visit and buy homes safely.
Right, and requests for Facebook chats, Zoom home tours, and other digital visits are all on the rise, with 25% more people taking virtual tours than before. And that's a 41% increase in remote communication with agents as well.
And for you sellers out there, this is so important. On all of our listings, we provide HD photography, video, and 3D virtual tours of your home.
And don't forget promotion of their home on the radio and even home staging if they need it, Frank. And that online presentation and in-person presentation, it just needs to be amazing.
Yeah, Rob, potential home buyers are putting offers on homes without seeing them in person first. This is the new normal. As a matter of fact, I just did it a couple days ago. Guy hasn't even seen the house and he put an offer on it.
Mm-hmm.
Myth number 8 about buying a home you want to forget about is you can save money by choosing not to work with a real estate agent.
Yeah, and this may seem to be the worst of all the myths, because buying a house without a real estate agent probably sounds like a pretty easy process. And after all, anyone with internet access can now search available homes for sale and schedule a time to go in for a showing.
But if you forego working with a professional real estate agent, you're almost definitely going to end up spending more than you would otherwise.
And remember, here at the Radio Realtors, with our RWA certified home buyer program, you never personally pay us a dime. We work with you for free.
Look at it this way. The Radio Realtors are pros at evaluating comps and negotiating prices. And it's our job to make sure that you get the best deal possible on your house.
Yeah, so choosing to buy a house without us may make sellers less likely to negotiate with you and less likely to consider your offer in the first place. So the wrap up here is, don't let these myths about buying a home scare you about getting started. It's true that buying a home is a costly endeavor, and it requires a lot more work than just finding a home you like and putting in an offer. But it's also true that millions of people do it every year, and with the right expectations and the Radio Realtors, Rob and Frank here by your side, you should be able to buy a home you love and one that works within your budget.
So call or text us right now for the Radio Realtors free RWA home buyer certification. Give us 20 minutes and we'll get you on the road to a new home.
That's right. So call us or text us right now at 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337, or online at theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com. And before we go to break, we're going to audio open house number 2 with Tracy Figg.
Thanks, Rob and Frank. We're calling this one Sunshine in Sunnyvale. This completely remodeled 3-bedroom, 2-bath corner lot home is over 1,200 square feet and located in the fantastic community called The Heritage. The awesome curb appeal and lovely lawn has new sod, a brand new roof, and a garage door with black metal accents. A path that leads to a covered porch, flanked finished with windows on each side to bring in the sunshine. The interior and exterior were recently painted in a lovely light gray color palette and my favorite contrasting white trim. This light and bright open floor plan features recessed lighting, dual pane windows, and the family room has fabulous wood floors in a gorgeous neutral gray. The kitchen was remodeled with tons of white shaker cabinetry and has a subway tile backsplash in white with a window above the kitchen sink. It's equipped with a stainless steel gas cooktop, built-in microwave, and stainless steel dishwasher. The large island has stone countertops sprinkled in a blend of white and gray, and it's a perfect contrast with the countertops in a shade of medium gray. The spacious master suite features perfectly placed windows to flank your bed and decorate. It has barn-style doors with black hardware and new panel closet doors. The master bathroom has a beautiful oval mirror above the white shaker vanity and gray stone countertops and brushed nickel faucet. The spacious secondary bedrooms have two closets, new carpet, and beautiful new light fixtures. The beautiful backyard has a new wood deck and a separate patio area to entertain your family and friends. New sod was placed, accented with a raised flower bed, and an avocado tree was planted just for you to harvest. Priced at just under $1.6 million. To see this home, text the word sunshine to 916-269-3337. That's sunshine to 916-269-3337. And Rob and Frank will be back after this.
Hey, this is Robert Lewis with the Radio Realtors, and if you've been thinking that right now may be the best time to buy a home or refinance, we recommend Jeff Compton from Guild Mortgage. Even with COVID-19, the mortgage process with Jeff can be stress-free and fast. He can have you pre-approved in minutes and still close your loan within 2 to 3 weeks. Call Jeff right now at 916-765-2900. That's 916-765-2900. Online at jeffcompton.com. That's jeffcompton.com. NMLS number 298997. Buying and selling a home can be stressful, but Golden State Home Inspections can reduce your stress by providing expert home inspections. If you're buying a home, Golden State will inspect it and give you a comprehensive report that shows current and future problems. If you're selling a home, Golden State can reveal anything that might get in the way of an easy transaction. And in light of COVID-19, Golden State Home Inspections is now offering virus disinfecting services for their clients by using a combination of HEPA filtration with built-in germicidal and virus UV lighting. Golden State cleans your home's air and its surfaces with sanitation wipes, handheld UV lights, and disinfecting fog. So whether you're buying or selling a home, or you just want your current home to be healthy and sanitized, think of Golden State Inspections, the number one home inspection service in the Sacramento and San Francisco Bay Area. Find them online at GoldenStateHomeInspections.com. GoldenStateHomeInspections.com.
Hi, Frank Randall here from the Radio Realtors. Because of COVID-19, our feelings about what makes a happy and comfortable home have changed. And maybe you found your apartment or the home you rent is just too small. You need more space. You need a backyard. You need your own place. The Radio Realtors will work for you for free and get you into your very own home with little to no money out of your pocket. All you have to do is call us at 916-269-3337 or online at theradiorealtors.com.
This is the Radio Realtors.
I sold a house.
This is a home. This is a place to live. Is a place to live.
Northern California's longest running show on real estate.
Real estate is not just buying and selling houses.
What are you, some kind of real estate agent? Real estate agent?
I love real estate.
I love real estate.
Ever since I laid eyes on that house, I wanted it.
The Radio Realtors.
I love every second.
Now, here's your host, Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall.
Let's go and sell some homes.
There goes a neighbor.
Welcome back to the Radio Realtors, Northern California's number one real estate radio show, broadcasting from the Radio Realtors Easy Solutions Home Sales Studio. My name is Robert Lewis, your real estate professor.
And I'm Frank Crandall, your consigliere of real estate.
And I'm Garrett Reese, your neighborhood transformation specialist.
And we've got a special guest with us in the studio, and that is Gabe Lieberman. He is an attorney with the law offices of Gabe Lieberman. Gabe.
Hi.
Thanks for being on the show today.
Of course. I'm glad to be here and talk about bankruptcy.
Now, that is a loaded word. It really, really is.
Big time loaded.
You know, because we were kind of talking at break, And it seems that that word bankruptcy is a subject that is pretty touchy to some folks. And that subject brings a lot of shame to some people. It makes people embarrassed. It makes people, their blood pressure rise. I mean, it does a lot of things. But today, we're going to hopefully shed some light on it. We invite you to listen. Don't turn off your radio because it's a touchy subject. Because Gabe Lieberman is going to help us help you answer some questions about bankruptcy that hopefully you'll go away from going, oh, it's nothing to be ashamed about. It's nothing to be embarrassed about. It's potentially a tool that could help me if I need it.
Yep.
So, Gabe, how long have you been a bankruptcy attorney?
Well, I've been doing bankruptcy law since 2010, but I was licensed in 2014. And so, five, 6 years, I've always done bankruptcy even as a paralegal. So a good solid 10 years, I would say.
So you have been doing it for quite some time. Now, one of the things that we were talking about at break is that a lot of times people are embarrassed. They're ashamed. They have gotten to basically the end of their rope with their finances and they don't know where to turn. And sometimes they wait too long. But what is the typical person that comes into your office? Are they feeling those types of feelings?
Oh, yeah. I think the stigma of bankruptcy is played heavily in the media when all you see is like high profile bankruptcies in the news. Just look up any type of high profile bankruptcy. And usually the common theme is, you've got these high-profile cases, and they're just seizing assets, selling assets, taking stuff, closing down businesses, and people feel like that's what happens in bankruptcy. But when they come to see me, these are just normal people that work day-to-day jobs. These aren't celebrities, so I have to kind of tell people it's not what you see in the news, it's not what you see in the media, and quite frankly, they're very relieved after talking to me. And a lot of times, after leaving their consultation, they call me the next day and say, hey, Gabe, this is the first time I've actually slept well, in 5 years because I talked to you and I have a game plan. So I think it's actually therapeutic, and it's definitely not what you see in the news. Very different.
Well, that's actually heartbreaking that you said that, it's the first time in actually 5 years that they've had a good night's sleep. And I can understand that, when things get tight financially.
It's a lot of emotions.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So in a nutshell, can you kind of just explain what bankruptcy is? I kind of want to get, almost to the bankruptcy for dummies. Now, when they meet with you, we're going to flip that whole script from bankruptcy for dummies to bankruptcies for smarties, right? So kind of just explain a little bit about what bankruptcy is.
Sure. So, bankruptcy is a legal way to restructure your debt or get out of debt. And, simply by, just meeting with me, we just kind of look at, we put kind of everybody's life financials on a piece of paper, their assets, their liabilities, and we can figure out, what's the best bankruptcy option for them at that time.
Okay. So Gabe, could you give us a Reader's Digest version? Define Chapter 13 versus a Chapter 7.
So Chapter 13 is a voluntary repayment program that people are in bankruptcy for either 3 or 5 years. Maybe they have a lot of tax debt that's not dischargeable, and Chapter 13 allows them to pay that tax debt without any accrued interest or penalties. Or if they're behind on their mortgage, they can catch up on their mortgage. If they're behind on their car, we can also strip off second mortgages in Chapter 13s. We can cram down car values to fair market value. So people that come in and they have a $20,000 loan on a $10,000 car, we might be able to cram that car down to $10,000 and pay it off at federal prime interest rate, which is a lot lower than what some of these shark loan companies are giving out. So that's 13. And then a 7 is kind of more of your simplified bankruptcy, which is you don't have all the mortgage debt or tax debt you need to be resolved. It's just that I have a lot of credit card debt, and you just file and you're in and out of bankruptcy roughly in 4 months and you get your fresh start.
So just completely a reset.
Oh yeah.
That's kind of what you're looking at there.
All gone.
So basically you kind of got to look at bankruptcy is a legal opportunity set by Congress to help you in a situation where your back's against the wall. People even go to extremes when they have all this debt and they feel like there's no way out, I kind of look at you, Gabe, as a little bit of a superhero, because people can come into your office and they don't know what to do. They haven't been sleeping. There's probably like fighting going on. There's a lot of uneasiness and worry and fear. And then they come and see you and you develop a strategy and a game plan for them.
Yeah, I hope I'm a superhero to these people. But I honestly, at the end of the day, sometimes I don't feel like an attorney. I feel like sometimes a therapist or a financial advisor in a way, just kind of looking at their budget and just kind of, you know, simplifying their life. You know, all these people that are just, they can't get out of debt and they can't understand why. Well, you know, if you're paying on a 26% interest credit card, I can tell you why. You know, you're never going to get out of it.
And is that kind of one of the typical things that you see, is that people are just, maybe they have a lot of credit cards with high interest rates. They've been paying just the minimum, and then something tragic in their life happens, like they lose a job or maybe someone gets sick, and then all of a sudden, all that is piled up on them. They can't even make those regular minimum payments.
I see that. Yeah, that's a very common theme where, you know, they just get in over the head with credit card debts, and then they have one thing that changes in their life, and, you know, everything kind of spirals, and maybe their car gets repossessed. Car company tried to go after them for what's called a deficiency claim. So now they've got this $20,000 loan on the car they have to pay back. And so that's when someone comes to see me, they might have credit card debt, a car repo, they might have gotten evicted from their apartment, and all of those things can get discharged in bankruptcy.
That's amazing. Well, and I like the idea of they come in with kind of without hope. You give them hope, you give them a strategy, basically get to their next phase of their life. They can literally restart or start fresh and start over. It's an amazing thing. Now, before we go to break, we're going to go to Audio Open House number 3 with the amazing Tracy Figg.
Thanks, Robin Frank. We're calling this one Amazing in Anatolia. This move-in ready, 4-bedroom, 3.5 bathroom, nearly 3,500 square foot home has awesome curb appeal and a fantastic courtyard. Inside the home, the formal living and large dining area is perfect for family holidays and sensational celebrations. The spacious family room has a colonial fireplace and a spectacular staircase with a beautiful curve. The gourmet kitchen is equipped with granite countertops in Milano brown, stainless steel appliances, a gas cooktop stove, dual ovens, and Lexington recess cabinets. The balcony on the second floor is a perfect place for your morning coffee, and the bonus room is perfect as an office or a separate family room upstairs. The master bedroom is expansive, and the bathroom is an absolute sanctuary with a 5-foot sunken tub, dual sinks, and a fantastic tile countertop. This fabulous floor plan has a mini master bedroom downstairs for your guests or extended family. Priced at only $645,000, this home is a must-see in person. To see Amazing in Anatolia, text the word AMAZING to 916-269-3337. That's AMAZING to 916-269-3337. And Robin Frank will be back after this.
So Dave, one of my big pet peeves is bad customer service. And that's one of the reasons why we like to work with you, because you provide excellent customer service. We call you the king of home loans because you treat your clients like royalty.
I do, Rob. I do treat them like royalty. I also treat them like family. You know, you don't buy a home every day. You don't refinance every day. I do. And I'll tell you, I'm going to hold your hand. I'm going to work with you personally when you call me. I'm going to give you, of course, the best rates and the best fees. And we can close your loan in as little as 10 days.
Wow.
Yeah, nobody works harder than I do for my clients, Rob. And tell you what, you can give me a call at 916-548-8225.
And you can close on your loan for a purchase on a home in as little as 10 days. That is crazy fast, folks.
Absolutely.
So give Dave a call, 916-548-8225. Or what is your website?
DaveHoodLoans.com. It's easy. It's DaveHoodLoans.com.
NMLS number 1660690, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Jerry the Chimney Guy with Chim Chimney Professional Fireplace and Home Services. You may have noticed the weather is getting colder, and you know what that means? It means it's the perfect time to get your wood-burning or gas fireplace serviced. Remember, fireplaces are one of the leading causes of house fires in North America, and no one keeps your family safe like Chim Chimney. Chim Chimney offers quality chimney cleaning, inspection, and repairs on all types of wood-burning and gas fireplaces and wood stoves. Chim Chimney also offers dryer vent cleaning, rain gutter cleaning, pressure washing, and junk removal. Chim Chimney is your local family-owned company servicing Northern California for over 40 years. And Chim Chimney is COVID safe, on time, and home of the no mess guarantee. We're open 7 days a week too. Call us at 916-247-6579. That's 916-247-6579. Online at thechimchimney.com. That's thechimchimney.com. Chim Chimney, the official chimney sweep of the Radio Realtors.
It's a fact. 8 out of 10 people have this problem, so chances are you have this problem too. And maybe you don't think you need professional help and that your situation won't get out of control. But you're not alone. You don't have to let your pest problems take control of your life. Call Defender Termite and Pest Management. They're helping Northern California homeowners win the war on pests. Defender has a year-round pest management plan to rid your home of unwanted visitors like ants, spiders, cockroaches, termites, and rodents. And no contract is required. Defender also provides lawn care, pest and weed control to keep your lawn looking lush and green. And Defender Termite and Pest Management even does pest inspections and repairs to help keep your family safe. And when the time comes, sell your home with confidence. When it comes to pests, don't battle them on your own. Call Defender now at 916-389-2847. That's 916-389-2847. Online at defenderpest.com. Defenderpest.com. Defender Termite and Pest Management. Winning the war on pests.
This is the Radio Realtors.
I sold the house.
This is a home. This is a place to live. This is a place to live.
Northern California's longest running show on real estate.
Real estate is not just buying and selling houses.
What are you, some kind of real estate agent? Real estate agent?
I love real estate.
I love real estate.
Ever since I laid eyes on that house, I wanted it.
The Radio Realtors.
I love every second.
Now, here's your host, Robert Lewis and Frank Crandall.
Let's go and sell some homes.
There goes a
neighborhood. All right, welcome back to the Radio Realtors, Northern California's number one real estate radio show, broadcasting from the Radio Realtors Easy Solutions Home Sales Studio. My name is Robert Lewis, your real estate professor.
And I'm Frank Crandall, your consigliere of real estate.
And I'm Garrett Reese, your neighborhood transformation specialist.
Well, thanks for being on the show with us, Garrett. And we also have a very special guest in the studio with us, and that is Gabe Lieberman. He's a bankruptcy attorney.
That's right.
Gabe, a little bit before we went to break, you said something that I really just kind of wanted to come back into the show with. And that was that a lot of times when you have clients come in, they call you back because they said the next day they go, I got a great night's sleep for the first time in 5 years. And you said something that you felt like often you were more of a financial advisor and a therapist. Just kind of expand just a little bit more on that because I thought it was so good.
Yeah, I think when someone comes to meet with me, they feel like that when they're meeting with an attorney, it's all about the legal principles. But when it really comes down to it, we're just talking about their livelihood, their budget, and getting out of debt. So this isn't about like going to sue a corporation or suing their employer for some type of employment issue. This is their personal livelihood. And I think when they meet with me, I don't think they realize that until at the end when they get this, they're kind of all the stuff that they keep in. You know, no one goes to their family and, you know, kind of breaks down all of their debt issues. A lot of people keep this all in. They don't like to talk about it. And here I come as their therapist and they get to sit on a chair. It should be a couch.
Right. Lay it down.
Lay down.
And talk about it, huh?
Yeah. And tell me your problems. And literally, that's how I start my consultations is, hey, tell me what's going on. Tell me your problems. Or I say, let's try to see if we can uncomplicate your life. It's sometimes how I start, you know, when I start my consultations. And they just start talking like, well, here's what's going on. Here's why I'm here. And then from there, you know, I think they just feel like it's so much weight off their shoulders after they leave.
That's amazing. I think maybe Gabe needs a second career as a therapist. So we're going to transition. We actually have a real life story about bankruptcy, and that is from our neighborhood transformation specialist, Garrett. Garrett, tell us a little bit about your story, because we were talking about a break and we said, unfortunately, you went through bankruptcy. Well, you kind of corrected me right away and you said, unfortunately, I am super fortunate that I did it. So kind of just explain your story.
Yeah, absolutely. So the 2010, you know, I went through a bankruptcy. That's when I filed my bankruptcy. But, you know, just like probably 100% of the people that are contemplating, you put it off. You know, you put it off because you're either hanging on, and whether it's pride, it's ego, you don't want to let things go. Once you kind of come to the conclusion of this is the better path, you start to see you're not alone. There's a lot of people that have went through this process, and it kind of helps you out, obviously, psychologically. But again, for the situation that I was going through, whether it be a lot of debt, tax debt, whatnot, and again, don't forget, this is 10 years ago, 2010. What happened prior to that? Everybody's right. Short selling. Everybody's going through foreclosure. So again, you're hanging on. Like, I don't want to lose my home, but hey, you know what? It's okay. It is happening to a lot of people. And if it's an economic thing, then so be it. But either way, okay, so I was able to include my debt into the bankruptcy. I was able to include my tax debt into the bankruptcy. And going through Chapter 7, I think as Gabe had mentioned, it's like 4 months until it discharges. And already within a couple years after that, I'm back to buying a home. My credit score is, over 700. I'm doing an FHA loan to buy a house. So I qualify for a first-time home buyer program. Talk about silver linings, light at the end of the tunnel. It was like, man, I am so glad I did that. Can't believe I took so long to come to that conclusion, but what a great tool to hit that reset button and just move on with your life, and everything just got better. So I was fortunate to be able to go through that experience. Absolutely.
Well, and I think that's the thing is that, like Gabe said, it's kind of like that ostrich with the head in the sand syndrome, and you just don't know what to do. And I sometimes think we're like deer in the headlights, and there's a situation in our life, and we just like, we'll stop in the middle of the street and we wait too long, and then we get hit by the car, right?
Sure.
And that's the same thing. If you're going through foreclosure or all these different things, there is an option there for you that is a legal option, and you shouldn't wait. Let's go to talk about the next thing. And you had a question, Frank, and we were talking about it at a break, but kind of about everything that's going on with COVID-19 and everything.
Yeah, I'd like to get Gabe's take on this, because since March of last year, we've heard this word forbearance.
Right.
And it's really come to light. How has forbearance affected this whole process?
Yeah, so, forbearance can be applied to a lot of different things. So credit card companies have offered people forbearances on their payments, so people don't have to make their credit cards if they're having a difficult or a hardship issue, which most people that, lost their job because they were in the entertainment industry or they worked in the restaurant, all those people lost their job. And at that point, they weren't able to make their payments, as well as mortgage payments. So, a lot of these mortgage companies have offered forbearance programs where they say, okay, hey, you're not able to make your mortgage payment. We're going to not foreclose on you, and we're not going to put any derogatory credit history on your credit report, and we're going to come back to you in, let's say, 6 months. And so this has been kind of getting pushed every like 3-6 months. And then there's also a federal moratorium on foreclosures. So if you have a federally backed loan through like a Fannie or Freddie, the federal government has extended until June 30th that they cannot foreclose. So, there's the private lenders, and then you've got the federally backed loans that are offering these forbearance options as well. What we don't know is how the lenders are going to respond when all of these forbearances end. Kind of the situation is they've been sticking it on the back end of the note, or are you going to have to come current in 12 months or reinstate the balance due immediately, which is most likely not going to happen, because I think public cryout would be huge. And then I think everybody would throw all these lenders under the bus immediately, and there'd be congressional hearings and all that.
Right. Yeah, no, that makes sense. So what would you say to somebody that's out there that, let's say that maybe they are in a forbearance, maybe their payments, their car payments, and they're just overwhelmed with debt, and they kind of see that there really is no light at the end of the tunnel for them right now, and they're super worried, fearful, and ashamed? What would you say to that person that's out there right now that's going through that situation?
I would say, don't wait till the last moment to look at all of your options. If you are in these forbearances and you feel like, okay, I can wait a little bit more because no one's going after me, that might not be the best approach, because, bankruptcy might be a timing issue. And that's okay to strategically file your bankruptcy when it makes sense for you. Why would you file bankruptcy when it's going to, hurt you financially? It's just like anything, it's timing. You don't sell stock when it hits rock bottom. You sell it at the highest point, So bankruptcy filing is the same way. I might tell somebody, hey, let's wait 3 months to file your bankruptcy. Otherwise, this is going to happen. And that might be, hey, you might not qualify for this Chapter 7. You might have to be in a Chapter 13 and pay your creditors back all because of XYZ. But if we wait 3 months, we can do that. So strategically, if you come to talk to me in advance, we can strategize bankruptcy filing. It might not be today or tomorrow. It might be in 6 months. But if you wait 6 months and things change, I can't undo what happened 6 months previously. So I think it's important to talk, just figure out all of your options before it's too late, or before things really, you have less options down the road.
Right. And I mean, you know, a lot of times people wait just till the last possible second, and then your options are starting to diminish, or you have zero options. And so I think the best thing, if you're facing any of this kind of things with your financial pressure, your mortgage, your car payments, maybe you have credit card debt, maybe you've had an illness. I mean, there's lots of times where people have tremendous medical debt. I mean, there's so many different things, but you have options out there, and there's no need to be ashamed to ask for help. The greatest thing about Gabe also is that that consultation, it doesn't cost you anything to meet with him up front. So I'm going to give you his phone number. Gabe's number for his office is 916-485-1111. That's 916-485-1111. You can also go to his website. It's GabeLiebermanLaw.com. That's Gabe, G-A-B-E. Lieberman is L-I-B-E-R-M-A-N-Law.com. And if you missed any of this, you can also call us, the Radio Realtors, and we can get you in touch with Gabe right away. Our number here is 916-269-3337. That's 916-269-3337. You can also go to our website. It's theradiorealtors.com. That's theradiorealtors.com. And that's all the time we have for this show.
Make it a great week, everybody.
Hey, this is Robert Lewis with the Radio Realtors, and if you've been thinking that right now may be the best time to buy a home or refinance, we recommend Jeff Compton from Guild Mortgage. Even with COVID-19, the mortgage process with Jeff can be stress-free and fast. He can have you pre-approved in minutes and still close your loan within 2 to 3 weeks. Call Jeff right now at 916-765-2900. That's 916-765-2900. Online at jeffcompton.com. That's jeffcompton.com. NMLS number 298997.
It's a fact. 8 out of 10 people have this problem, so chances are you have this problem too. And maybe you don't think you need professional help and that your situation won't get out of control. But you're not alone. You don't have to let your pest problems take control of your life. Call Defender Termite and Pest Management. They're helping Northern California homeowners win the war on pests. Defender has a year-round pest management plan to rid your home of unwanted visitors like ants, spiders, cockroaches, termites, and rodents. And no contract is required. Defender also provides lawn care, pest and weed control to keep your lawn looking lush and green. And Defender Termite and Pest Management even does pest inspections and repairs to help keep your family safe. And when the time comes, sell your home with confidence. When it comes to pests, don't battle them on your own. Call Defender now at 916-389-2847. That's 916-389-2847. Online at defenderpest.com. Defenderpest.com. Defender Termite and Pest Management. Winning the war on pests.
Hi, Frank Randall here from the Radio Realtors. Because of COVID-19, our feelings about what makes a happy and comfortable home have changed. And maybe you found your apartment or the home you rent is just too small. You need more space. You need a backyard. You need your own place. The Radio Realtors will work for you for free and get you into your very own home with little to no money out of your pocket. All you have to do is call us at 916-269-3337 or online at theradiorealtors.com.